American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank, Document Page 179. Here is the translated text as follows. Edward D. Worrell, 147. I will comment upon this at considerable length and provide a variety of instances from which it appears that in 19 out of 20 cases, the victim of the monomaniac is someone nearly related to them. The father destroys the son, the father, the mother, her suckling babe, the brother, the sister, and the sister, the brother. The delusion is most apt to be connected with those who are in daily intercourse with them. The case of Greensmith, just referred to, is a striking example of this kind. Taylor cites other cases. The case of Nicholas Steinberg, who cut the throats of his wife and four children in 1834. The case of Lucas, who destroyed his three children in 1842. And the case of Giles, who cut the throats of his two infant children and then committed suicide. In all these cases, there were no previous symptoms of insanity, nor any irregularity of conduct exhibited by the homicides. In the case at bar, the proof is that the prisoner is much attached to his parents and friends, and for his mother has always manifested an ardent attachment. No instance of attempted violence to any relative, friend, or acquaintance has been given in evidence. Sleeplessness is spoken of by Ray as another test, though not always to be relied upon. He says, in real mania, the patient will be days and even a week without sleep, while the simulator, if aware of this feature of the disease, will be observed when faithfully watched, not to protract his sleeplessness to anything like the period which it commonly attains in the real disease. I am not aware that the defendant's counsel has furnished any evidence tending to show that the prisoner has not enjoyed the privilege of his accustomed rest. Ray says, nothing irritates a monomaniac more than to be called insane. He stoutly repels the idea and maintains the reality and correctness of his delusion. The prisoner here seems to be extremely thankful for any evidence tending to establish his insanity, and in fact has made two affidavits for continuance at different terms of this court, upon the ground of his insanity.